Parabéns, hein? Well, thank you so much. I believe we're about to get warmed up. I believe it's coming our way. Love to take just a second to tell you who all these fine, fine-looking young boys are. Along with the other two. We have for you tonight, friends, he's feeling very outgoing. He's sparkly, he's colorful, he's playing the hell out of this bass up here, I'll tell you that right now. He's got the blue one with frets, he's got the brown one without frets. Why, we have the little, well, normally people play a doghouse bass. We have the pup house bass with us, that little upright back there with the great big sound. And I love him so much because he's from Bowling Green, Kentucky, as am I. We went to the same high school, and buddy, he can play and sing as good as we could ever ask for. Mr. Byron House! Time for all that one, Byron. We'll get to your song after a while. Back on the drums, he's really mad. He didn't even get a vocal mic tonight. He normally, but he's one of the few drummers ever to sit in front of a giant painting of Bill Monroe. You look a lot like Bill, Chris. We are so happy to have this fella playing with us. He can play any kind of music, and man, we love getting to play with him. Originally from Albuquerque, New Mexico, this is Chris Brown. Byron, didn't they tell you about the black t-shirts tonight, man? I guess not. And over here, ladies and gentlemen, on the old, I started to say the five-string guitar, because that's what he plays most of the time, but now he's got all six on there tonight. And we first started playing together in 1990 in Emmylou Harris's Nash Ramblers for 5 years. Oh, I'm sorry, did I forget to say the Grammy award-winning Nash Ramblers. Yeah. There's something about saying Grammy award-winning that makes you puff up just like Barney Fife. Yeah. You know the plan, don't you, Ange?
Grammy. Get fired 2 years later.
Okay, one of us got fired 2 years after Grammy, but we don't want to go into that right now. He's originally from Duncanville, Texas. Hold your applause, please, for Duncanville, Texas. We've got to go on with the show. We just can't applaud for every town. Sorry, don't try to make it up to him now. His feelings are hurt, but he'll go on, I'm sure. A long way, we hope. No, just getting around. But he's our young country singer, and he's a fine guitar man, as you already know, and he's gonna sing one for you here just in a moment. Also an excellent mandolin player, which is, of course, why you're not going to hear that tonight. You stay away from that mandolin right now. He's going to get there. But he's a fine one. Make welcome Mr. John Randall Stewart. You didn't didn't see the same Pee Wee Herman movie we saw, did you? Here's a tune John Randall wrote. Actually, he co-wrote this one along with a little-known songwriter named Guy Clark. They get together and write every once in a while. Here's one of their latest ones. It's called "It Ain't No Trouble to Me."